Good morning. It's Tuesday, September 23rd, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. Jimmy Kimmel will return to his late night show tonight after a week-long suspension over comments about Charlie Kirk's death. Disney, which owns ABC, said it had thoughtful conversations with the host and decided to bring him back. The suspension followed regulatory threats to revoke ABC's license, igniting a national debate about free speech and political pressure. Actor Glenn Powell is slated as Kimmel's first guest back. However, Sinclair Broadcast Group, the largest ABC affiliate owner, says it will still preempt his show with local news. Kimmel has yet to publicly address the controversy or his reinstatement. Another news. The White House is dismissing claims that border czar Tom Homan accepted a $50,000 bribe during an FBI sting last year. Spokeswoman Caroline Levitt said on Monday that Homan did absolutely nothing wrong and was targeted by a politically motivated investigation. FBI Director Kash Patel confirmed an internal review found no credible evidence of wrongdoing. Homan, who is spearheading President Trump's mass deportation efforts, had already shut down his private consulting firm to avoid conflicts of interest. The allegations, first reported by U.S. media citing unnamed sources, are still stirring partisan tensions ahead of the 2026 election season. Around the world, five people, including three children, were killed Sunday in southern Lebanon after an Israeli drone strike hit a motorbike and vehicle near Bint Jabil. Lebanon's health ministry confirmed the deaths and said two others were wounded. Prime Minister Nawaf Salam condemned the strike as a deliberate crime against civilians and urged ceasefire guarantors to pressure Israel. Israel has not commented on the specific incident, but frequently targets Hezbollah in Lebanon, despite a November ceasefire. Analysts warn the latest strike could slow efforts to disarm Hezbollah as U.S. and French mediators push for stability along the border. Another news. A 13-year-old Afghan boy made a perilous journey from Kabul to Delhi by hiding in the landing gear compartment of a Calm Air passenger plane. Indian security forces found him wandering the runway at Delhi's airport after landing on Monday. Authorities say he told them he was trying to reach Iran, but accidentally boarded the wrong flight. He has since been returned to Kabul. Aviation experts say surviving such flights is rare due to extreme cold and low oxygen at altitude. The case has reignited concerns about airport security in Afghanistan and the desperation driving young stowaways. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.